The views, opinions, and comments expressed by hosts, guests, and callers of this show are not necessarily those of this station, its parent company, TeleSouth Media, its staff, management, or advertisers. Content of this broadcast cannot be duplicated or used in any way without the express written consent of TeleSouth Media Incorporated.
Well, it's safe to say we probably never met. Even still, if a betting man was I'd bet every single one of us have found ourselves standing in the storms of life, soaking wet, but do not fret. Chin up, my friend, a little bit of rain is not how this thing ends, but sometimes we forget. So if you understand, let me see those hands, 'cause everybody needs a little hope.
Welcome to Hope, program that offers hope to the struggling, hope for the depressed, and hope for the oppressed. Now here are your hosts, Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Wesley Jackson.
Well, good morning, everyone. We welcome you to our show, Hope. We're here every Thursday morning. We love what we get to do. We're downtown Corinth here at the Super Talk radio station. My name is Tommy Wilson. I'm director of Living Free Ministries. I'm here with two of my great friends, Wesley Jackson, who is the director at the Freedom Center. Bobby Capps is out today. He has sent a sub in, and his name is Truett Brown. Truett was with us last week, and Truett's part of our team. We're glad to have Truett Brown, and he is our administrative assistant for Living Free. He is the front door ministry guy at Crosswind Ministry. He is the ministry of the kitchen and what else, Trent?
See, taking men and women to
he's the
other places.
Roadside assistance.
The roadside assistant minister. So, no, we're glad to have Trent here, and we're excited about being here today. It's our last Thursday of July, and the year is flying by. You know, it's an overcast day. The weather's pretty nice to be July, and we've had some rain this week. Our ground needed it and stuff. So, man, but the Lord has been good, and we've been busy as far as Living Free and the Freedom Center. First of all, I'll give you an update with Living Free. On Monday nights, we have support group meetings, and right now we're walking through peacemaking. We just added that to our anger management schedule, and that's on Monday night. Or we have three groups on Monday night. We have a ladies group and then two men's group on Monday night at 6, and we've had good crowds, good support, and participation in them groups. If you like to be part of a support group, you can be part of that on Monday night. And on Thursday night, we have our celebration night. And tonight, we've got our friend Nathan Hodum, who is the pastor of Dennis Church. Dennis Church, they're located in Dennis, Mississippi. Nathan is also a basketball coach, and he's a Tennessee fan. So
I forgot to wear my Tennessee gear.
Nathan will show up.
You know? I've got my LSU shirt on.
So. Yeah. And so Nathan will be sharing tonight and sharing about the journey that his church has been on, but also he's been on. Their daughter Harper is 2 years old, and they've last year of cancer treatments and stuff. So Nathan and his family will be there tonight, and his church is providing meals. So you're welcome to that. But also on our Saturday morning group for men at 7 o'clock, we have a men's group, and we're walking through the book of Genesis. We'll be in Genesis 43 this week, so that means we've took 43 weeks to get there.
Yeah.
And so we
It's actually been a few more because we've had other speakers come in between.
Yeah.
We don't miss, but, you know, other people filling in and bringing messages. So it's probably been in there probably 50 weeks.
But, you know, now we're celebrating 20 years of Living Free Ministries, and we're just thankful. I mean, we're thankful for the community, thankful for the support we've had. Thankful for just opportunity to help folks and to give back in our community. You know, schools starting back. The city schools here is already underway. The county schools get underway next week. Our administration and teachers is in a meeting today and tomorrow there. So we'll get to participate in that a little bit in the morning. But we'll be back in alternative school there, Wesley.
Yeah.
And that's on Wednesday, so that's always a big deal. Plus, we're in the city courts, and we work with the court system. So a lot goes on at Living Free. You can check us out on our webpage, livingfreecorinth.com. And so I would give that update. Wesley, why don't you give us an update with Freedom Center and how many men you got, how somebody could get help.
Yeah, things are going well out there at the Freedom Center. We're coming over the backside of a little bit of sickness that's been going on around the place. And just as per usual, whenever one of the guys there gets sick, it seems like every one of them gets it. So they're on the mend right now, but things are looking up. We got 7 guys there at the current time. I got another guy that's supposed to check in today at 1 o'clock. And I think maybe one more coming the first of next week. So we're looking at trying to get to maybe 10 guys by the end of next week. And if anyone out there does need help or needs our assistant getting into a program, maybe is interested in coming to the Freedom Center, that journey starts at CorinthFreedomCenter.com. Fill out the application, and we'll get back to you very timely. If not the application, you can go down to the bottom of the page and fill out the info section, and somebody will be in touch with you. You know, we got our staff has grown some. Tommy, things are really going along a lot more smoothly, I would say, in the past few months. Ronnie's coming into really being a big part of what the guys do on the day-to-day. We got people like Truett and Pig and Danny that support us along the way. And so we've got a real good core group of guys helping head this thing up right now, and the Lord's blessed us with that. So it's making things run smoothly for sure.
Well, and some big news that I'd like to share, and we believe we have found us a van.
Yeah.
We've been looking for the right van for several months, and we had 3 things that we felt like at the Freedom Center we needed to do. We needed to expand our building.
Yeah.
So we have done that. We got that completed. We needed to extend our team. We got that. We've added Ronnie last October. We've got Truett now and things. So and Pig. So our team is expanded. And the other deal was transportation. And we believe we have found us a 2021 van, 15 Amen. Passenger, 38,000 miles. Or no, it was 32,000 miles, and it was 38,000. Mm-hmm. And for the most part, last year during our
Not of Hope
and stuff, and that month we gave about 25, 26,000. So we've got that money. So we're going to need to raise $15,000-$16,000 in the next couple of weeks to pay for this van. And that'll get us, get that part of the vision completed, and then we'll look at we're looking at a transition home.
Mm-hmm.
And how exciting that. We've already looked at a couple homes. It just hadn't worked out yet. We're just trying to find the ideal spot. So a couple things you can pray for us about is our van, completing our van, $15,000-$16,000, and then help us find a home. Help us find a place that we can buy and put in a transition home, where our men that's completing our program can stay here and go to work and just continue the journey.
Well, Tommy, it's funny you talk about the transition home, but you would be just amazed at the amount of calls I've gotten over the past 3 years that the Freedom Center has been in operation of people interested in a transition home. Even just yesterday, I had a call from a guy that said that the people down at drug court had referred them to us, thinking that we had a connection with a transition home. And, in the past years, we've had Safe Haven over here in Burnsville up and operating, and we were able, as an outlet for us, to send guys that didn't have any options really or opportunities. And that door is closed for us now. So it's about that time for us to figure out some way to transition our guys and give them really the best opportunity they can have to integrate back into society after their struggles.
So I tell you all that, we got a lot of stuff going on, and we ain't even gave Truett an opportunity to tell what he's been doing this week. Yeah. Truett, what have you been doing this week?
Well, Monday I got to take a lady down to God's House of Hope in Kilmichael. Great to see her. She was willing to go. She saw the need.
How many times you made that trip, man?
I think four.
Three to four, yeah.
Yeah, to Kill Mockingbird.
So you know how to get to Kill Mockingbird.
I do, and I know where to stop to eat, too.
Yeah, yeah. I figured you planned. You got that out.
Yeah, and then going down to Nettleton. But in that, I got to take one of the Freedom Center guys with me, Travis. And we got to spend some time together, which was good for him, good for me, and helped me out. And then on Tuesday, I started this jail ministry class, 12-step, on the state side of the county jail. And we're going through the 12-step program, and I will have a new group of guys that will come in starting this Tuesday. Last week, we had 13 guys that had completed the program. Crosswinds provided the breakfast for them for the graduation, and it was just a great time. And, you know, we were talking about, and I've heard you and Wesley say this sometimes, you know, when you mention a 12-step program, you automatically go to AA. And a lot of churches are afraid of that, but it's not an AA program. It's a biblically based Bible study, faith based, and it's just a great study to be able to take these men through.
Are you're walking them through the Living Free Material Truth there? Yeah. The 12 steps, stepping into freedom.
Yes, yeah, stepping into freedom. That's okay. The name of it. Yeah, stepping into freedom.
Yeah, that's a good I guess a good kind of mixed. Integrated, Christ-centered look at the 12 steps and how one thing early on, because I had been to some 12-step meetings before I made it down the Home of Grace in 2019 and other seasons of life trying to figure things out. And one thing I did realize after the Lord had saved me and started to restore my life, my family, and all that, I realized that as I read through those 12 steps, they're not flawed. I did work those 12 steps. It's just on steps 3 and 4 there, they talk about a power, you know, higher than us. You know, I come to know that power to be my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Yes. And that was really the only difference, I guess, in the verbiage of the 12 steps versus the stepping into freedom is it just brings a biblical approach to that. And so I'm thankful for the 12 steps when it points people to the Lord. I've heard people finding freedom in their 12 steps, but, you know, as the guy told me not long ago in the jail ministry we did, he said, man, God will show up anywhere.
Yeah.
Wesley, one of the things I think that you'll identify with is just the men and women that work at the jail, how accommodating they are to us and help us out and willing. They see the need for this as well.
So we can give a big shout out to our Sheriff Ben Caldwell and that whole team there. So thankful for our sheriff and our local law enforcement. So guys, we got to give a big shout out to our radio sponsors. We get to do this show because these people believe in us. They support us. They give financially. And we want to give them a big shout out here. I'll give a couple of them. Wesley will give the rest of them. My wife, Wilco Real Estate Group, Maria Wilson and her team, they have been very busy with people every day. Man, it's real estate is hot. If you got any real estate questions or needs, reach out to my wife, Maria Wilson and her team. My daughter is part of that team, Olivia Nixon. So any of that group will be glad to help you. They also got Alex Sellers. Alex is a big part of our ministry and things. He is absolutely the best at building web pages or doing our advertising, and he makes all the videos and pictures for Maria. They do top notch. So Nick Bain, for all your legal needs, Nick helps us. We help Nick, so we're thankful for Nick. And Daniel Arthur at local Subways. Big news. The new store there on Shiloh Road ought to be opening next Tuesday. I talked to Daniel last night, and he just told me they're really excited. And this new store there on Shiloh Road should be opening up next week. So go by and buy you a footlong.
Yeah, also we got Gatlin's Pharmacy over in Tishomingo. Bart and Don Doran, both supporters of our show. We're thankful for how they pour into our ministry. Outpost Outdoors up in Pickwick. Crosswind Ministries, Living Free Ministries, and Corinth Mattress Furniture Outlet, all supporters of the Hope Show.
Great time to buy a mattress, and you just come 3 miles west of high prices.
Hey, man, I seen a pile of mattresses coming out of the back of a truck the other day. I couldn't even see over. So get by there and see Tommy and the crew. Danny and the guys will take care of you.
We have the largest inventory of anybody in North Mississippi. If you need a mattress, come by our store right there. And our guys, that's part of Living Free and the Freedom Center, they'll help you out. All right, we're going to take a break and come back. Hi, it's Tommy Wilson, Living Free Ministries here in Corinth, Mississippi. Romans chapter 12, verse 2 says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." At Living Free Ministries, we want to help you to understand how to renew your mind through a faith in the Lord Jesus Christ to take you out of addiction and take you into peace, promise, and joy. Only Jesus Christ can do that. Check us out, livingfreecorinth.com.
Wilco Real Estate Group is a full-service real estate agency located in downtown Corinth. Our agents service all of Northeast Mississippi and Southwest Tennessee, including the Pickwick Lake area. If you would like to talk real estate, please call or text us at 662-415-5922. You can also email us at info@wilcocorinth.com. You can also check out our website for some free content on the home buying or home selling process at wilcocorinth.com.
If you live in Tishomingo, Belmont, Iuka, Burnsville, and the surrounding area, Gatlin's Pharmacy, 18 First Avenue in Tishomingo, is your one stop for all your pharmacy needs. Gatlin's Pharmacy has programs available that will save you time and money. They offer a discount program that is unique to our area. Do you have a parent or loved one who needs help keeping up with their medicines? Gatlin's Pharmacy will do the work for you. They will package your prescriptions for date and time and deliver them to you. Give Gatlin's Pharmacy a call and find out why they are way more than just a pharmacy. Gatlin's Pharmacy, 662-438-6605. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620. Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Wesley Jackson.
All right, everyone, welcome back to our show, Hope. I want to just come back and say thank you to one other sponsor that was left out during the last segment, Perry Hudson and his group down there out of Prentice County, Hudson Window Solutions, a big supporter of the show. Came on last summer. We're thankful for Perry and his group.
Yeah, I got to spend a little time with Perry, and I mean, him and his son ate with us yesterday, so... Also, I want to give you out our phone numbers for any comment about the show, or you know, you can text a question or a comment. We love to hear from you. 662-603-9829. That's a text line only. 662-603-9829. And you can text or anything on that line. Listen. Me and Wesley's going to be out next week. We'll be going to Cincinnati for a big conference, but our man Trent Brown, he'll be in charge next week. But listen, we're going to be able to listen online, because we can listen anywhere in the world at supertalk.fm Corinth. Just go online anywhere in the world. You got friends somewhere, or you're out of town, you can listen to us any week. supertalk.fm Corinth. And also, if you want to go back and listen to any of our old shows, you can go on our webpage, livingfreecorinth.com. We have a listen page. It's like a podcast. And just go down and you can find our guests and dates on any of our shows. Another big shout out to Alex Sellers. He takes care of that for us. So we're thankful for that and stuff. So we're thankful we get to do this every day, and what we get to do. You know, guys, we have a lot of fun at what we do. True, you've been in the ministry for 30 years.
Yeah. 30 plus.
And yeah. this type of ministry is new to you.
Yeah, it's
yeah. And it,
you know, I was last night when you were speaking, you talking about Psalms 23 and the cup or cup runneth over. You know, I sent you a text this morning and said, well, my bucket's full. My bucket's running over. Just filling up with blessings and then be able to pour it out into other people, you know, and be able to, because then get it filled back up, you know. It's spending time yesterday, just a little time with the guys out at the Freedom Center. You know, it reminds me of my journey, which has not been that long ago. Still on the journey.
Yeah.
You know, I'm still a newbie at all this. You know, I hadn't got it. And I don't think but as long as we stay plugged in, and I'm thankful to the community of men and women who are pouring into our lives and
yeah.
never get over that.
Well, and most of your ministry up until now has been inside the church.
Inside,
and, you know,
a lot
and stuff.
Of it.
So now you're out on the streets.
Yeah.
And getting your hands dirty.
It's definitely different.
Yeah. yeah.
And so, helping people out and being at Crosswinds and seeing what all goes on there. And, you know, like I've said this before, to see what Wesley does with the court system and just helping people out. There's so many needs and, you know, it can get overwhelming. But God does provide as long as we're willing to help be a part of it and submit and surrender to Him. He'll lead and guide us.
Well, last night at Grace Chapel, I shared about my cup runs over.
Right.
I want to share that verse out of Psalms 23:5. It says, "You set a table for me right in front of my enemies. You bathe my head in oil. My cup is so full it spills over."
Mm-hmm.
Now, some translation says my cup runs over and things, but I love that picture that my cup runs over. And Wesley, I lined them guys up and talked about, you know, our daily life, that we're going to bump into some stress. We're going to bump into finance problems. We're going to
have to put tires on your vehicle.
Yeah, that's what you had to do yesterday.
Yeah,
I mean, you run through a water hole down here on Cass Street.
Oh, yeah.
A guy from Louisiana didn't know that water was deep, did you?
Tore underpinning out from under me in my car.
Yeah.
Oh, my Lord.
So, I mean, you run into stuff and, you know, emotional problems, whatever it may be. And how we react to that.
Mm.
And how we respond to that really is who we are and who sees us that way. So we talked about that last night, but also, you know, we talked about how do I fill my cup up?
Yeah, that's what I was sitting here thinking, you know.
Yeah.
What every morning you gave the great illustration last night that you carry Maria her coffee, and whenever you maybe make a wrong step or stumble a little and shake a little, you spill out coffee, right?
Right.
Well, what's the things that's filling out of my cup are the things that I'm putting in it. And every day I have to make sure that I'm getting alone with the Lord. I have to get in the Word of God. I have to be in prayer. I have to be, you know, open and transparent with other people in my life to talk about the things that I'm struggling with, so those things aren't just swelling up
right.
inside of me just waiting to bust out on somebody who doesn't even deserve it. And oftentimes, Tommy, I've found that usually that's our family.
Right.
The folks that's really closest to us, that's what they get to see truly what's in our cup or what we're putting in our cup. It's easy for me. I say easy. I don't want to undersell it, but it's easy for me when I'm in the court system. I see these folks in orange and I'm like, oh, they need help because they're obviously in a spot. But what about the other folks maybe that I don't see on their outward appearance that they're in that struggle? You know, what's coming out of my cup on those folks? Am I willing to encourage and share the gospel with those folks and live it out right in front of them? And if I'm not putting good things in my cup, well, the thing that comes out is going to stain their garment, right? And that's one thing that stuck out to me. But
And wasn't it like stay the course?
Hmm.
What were the three things? Stay the course.
I had that wrote down.
I know.
That, yeah, you got to learn that, you know, he's your source.
Source. Right. What Wesley was just saying, he's our source.
He's the source. He's our cores. And also, he's our force.
It
sounds like Baptist, don't it?
It does. Yeah. Well, you need one more point to get
back.
But you know, to Wesley, what I found out is, and I'm reminded that we don't do this alone. You know, and what you said about having others to be accountable and talk to, we don't have to go through this alone. No matter, there's no shame and condemnation to admit that you've fallen or that you need help. my pride keeps us from doing that. And, you know, and that's what I found when even like being at the office at Crosswinds, Bobby came in the other day, yesterday, and asked me a question. And I'm thankful for those questions that people, I can be open and honest with him about what's going on.
Well, you know, the Bible tells us clearly, true, to bear one another's burdens. If I'm not willing to expose some of the burdens in my life, how are the men and women around me gonna come in underneath me and lift me up and encourage me in the Lord if I'm not willing to be transparent in that? And then, you know, in 1 John 1:9 there, it talks about if we confess our sins, if we confess to the Lord, and we're always in conversation and in prayer with the Lord with the things we're struggling with. He's faithful and just to get us through those things, to forgive us where we come short. Because oftentimes I found that it's really not the situation and what's going on. It's my relationship, my heart's relationship to the struggle that I'm looking at. And the devil will try to get a foothold in your life and use some of those hard times you go through to start to create that condemnation that you're talking about, and that shame that comes out of that, and thinking that you ain't got nowhere to turn and that you're less than or you're unworthy. And the devil uses all those things in his tool belt there to try to discourage and get the believer off track.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, like last night, we asked the questions about how do I fill my cup? And we talked about the Word of God, but we also talked about accountability and being in that group, being in that group outside of that Sunday morning church service. Yeah. You know, we need that men's group. We need for the ladies. You know, one of the things that was encouraging to me last night, Wesley, me and Maria's coming home, and me and you and your wife and my wife and a couple that's friends to us, we just started meeting and having a meal together and talking. But I know me and you and Joe text a lot, and last night Maria was just telling me some things that they was texting.
Yeah, no, I
and
like that.
So, you know, we need each other.
We do.
And stuff.
And that's something that really helped me be in here in Corinth, and I say this, and I know other men that's like Jake Pig and Jeffrey Capps and several of us, you know, and Tyler Johnson's included that, Stennett Price, you know, just that development of men and that, I hate to use the term brotherhood, fraternity, you know, but it's almost like we're in a fraternity.
Yeah.
But anybody can join. It's not exclusive. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Well, I've told them over. I'm affiliated, but I'm affiliated with the Lord Jesus.
That's right.
Yeah, that's my affiliation. Yeah. Well, listen, also, I just wanted to ask these questions. We're going to have to go to another break in just a few minutes. What are we pouring into? What are you pouring into? What daily am I pouring into? And one of the questions, what am I pouring?
Yeah.
What am I pouring? You know, for my cup to overflow, that picture in Psalms 23 and also in Psalm 16 is a picture of a cup sitting on a banquet table that for special guests. Like if I was having y'all two over at my house tonight, Maria'd have it set up. She'd go the extra mile. Mm-hmm. Well, that in them days they had that cup there that was full of wine, and it was overflowing. And David said, my cup overflows, you know. And we use that for blessings and things, and our life is blessed. But what am I pouring into? What am I pouring into that cup? And I heard a guy years ago make this statement. Pour yourself into something that will outlive you. Mm-hmm. Don't miss that today, guys. What am I pouring? What am I pouring into? And am I pouring into something that's going to outlive me? So I want you to think about that. We'll chew on that for a minute. We'll come back and pick it up right there. We're going to go to a break.
This is Brett Butler, and I'm the Executive Director of Crosswind Ministries in Corinth, Mississippi. Crosswind is a local ministry ordained and equipped by the Lord Jesus Christ to serve and bring hope to families and individuals who are in need of assistance. We like to think we exist to serve those who are poor in resources and poor in spirit. If you think about it, that's really all of us at one time or another. We are located at 703 Tate Street, south of the railroad tracks in downtown Corinth, and our number is 662-287-5600. You know, one of the most common questions I get from neighbors in the community is quite simply, what type of help do y'all provide? Well, Crosswind is set up to be a highly diverse, one-stop shop of sorts for people who are troubled or are in trouble. Because of the many relationships we have cultivated over the last 16 years, I like to think we're equipped to either serve most needs directly or indirectly, and we do not discriminate. So just a few things that we do at Crosswind is we transition and secure families from homelessness into permanent housing. We conduct tutoring in after-school programs. We provide no-cost biblical counseling to hurting families and individuals through the Crosswind Biblical Counseling Center that we just established. We have the opportunity to feed hundreds of hungry residents through our mobile and stationary meal programs. We mentor and equip new and expectant mothers through our partnership with One by One Ministries and the Oasis Medical Center, and host weekly clothing drives for neighbors in need of seasonal apparel. And these are just a few things that we do, and we try not to limit ourselves and instead just answer the need as it comes in the door or calls us on the phone. So if you are in need of help, please call us or come see us at Crosswind on 703 Tate Street. We're here to help.
Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620. Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Wesley Jackson.
Well, we welcome you back to our show, Hope. Again, I'm Tommy Wilson, Director of Living Free Ministries. I'm here with Wesley Jackson, who is Director of the Freedom Center. And we are got our great friend, Truett Brown, who is our new team member. He's got a lot of titles. He's the only guy that's got a nice office on our team. So I don't know how that handed it. But
Bobby Capps.
Yeah. Bobby is out today. I'm not for sure. Did they go to the beach? I don't know. I'm sure he did. Him and Jackie may be on their way to the beach or something. And he said he had to get back Saturday afternoon. So Bobby, we always miss Bobby. Bobby's usually the wisdom and the brains of the outfit. And by looking at these three, I don't know where we're at today.
We're just lacking.
Right. But we are looking at Psalms 23 today. And we picked out that verse, "You set a table for me right in front of my enemies. You bathe my head in oil. My cup is so full, it spills over." And what the segment before, we talked about, you know, that picture of what that cup is and what am I pouring into that cup? What am I pouring into? And our friend Phil gave us a note in the break there, garbage in, garbage out. So if you're pouring garbage in, that's what's coming out of it.
Yeah.
But the picture, the big picture is of constantly just filling up and overflowing. And to do that, you know, we're pouring in so that we can pour out.
Well, that's the intent.
Yeah, that's the intent. God didn't give you the resources. But each and every day, Wesley, we run into these things we call barriers. Can I break the word barriers down for you? It's behavior, emotions, attitude, relationships, and substance. And somewhere in there, everybody deals with that.
Yeah.
And when we bounce into it, it's like a pinball machine, you know. We're just always moving and stuff, but what's coming out of us at that time?
Well, that's it, Tommy. You know, if you think about a bear in general, and if you had a cup in your hand and you encounter a bear, it's going to be chaos, right?
Yeah.
And if we're not putting something that has value in it, and over in John 4, you know, Jesus talks about the living water that'll spring up out of the believer. And if you're staying connected to God's word, then that's what's going to come out of your cup. But sometimes that ain't always the case. You know, sometimes if I'm being just honest, I can be prayed up and read up and grouped up as much as anybody in the building, and I can blow it.
Still have anger issues.
I can blow it. You know, yeah. I'm not above blowing it. And I need that, I guess I need that forgiveness in my life whenever I do blow it. I need to be not too proud to admit and to come to someone and ask for forgiveness when they see me make a mistake. Mm-hmm. That's one of the hardest things for me to deal with, Tommy, is we are obviously, I don't want to say preaching, but we're always trying to encourage and teach others and share with others on how to walk this thing out in a godly way and have godly responses, godly emotions, godly reactions. And whenever I blow it, like I said, usually with someone who's close to me, you know, it just paints a picture of the hypocrisy sometimes that we have in our lives. And that's always a struggle for anyone struggling with these bears in our life. But everybody's got them. Everybody's got decisions to make in those times. And that ultimately identifies what we are putting in our cup. And some of those things, it just don't work out sometimes.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, and last night, you know, I asked some of the guys to stand, but then I brought Maria and Kirby and Danny there, and it gave a picture of the responsibility of where my cup should be at.
Yeah.
My cup overflowing. I've got to take care of my family.
Mm-hmm.
I've got to provide. I got to, you know, give my family a peaceful life. If my life is full of chaos, if my family's life's full of chaos, that's my fault.
Yeah.
I've got to have a peaceful way of life for my family and things. So my responsibility's there. And then, you know, mentoring my family. But also, I used Danny Austin as a illustration last night. But in our community, finding folks that's struggling, finding folks that's upside down, that whatever it may be, you know, and that may mean just getting some family some groceries today, or putting some water, I mean, putting some money on a power bill or whatever it may be. But whatever we have to do, we're here to, God's gave us resources to help others. And I was just thinking when Wesley was talking, Trent, I wanted to ask you a question. Why did you get them you had to get a new set of tires yesterday. Why did you get them tires put on?
Why?
Yeah.
Because I had a flat.
Yeah.
One of them leaking air and tread
wore
out.
So Wesley just said, we're going to have a blowout.
Right.
I mean, there's going to be days that it just don't go good for
us. Just don't go, right.
But we have to handle it.
Yeah.
We have to react and respond, but we have to
retread.
Yeah, we have to be a little bit of a responsibility. So you had to go out here at Morris Chrome's and
go to Mr. Morris and
get you a set of tires.
And he fixed a little part of my underpinning for my lack of good judgment going through that water. You know, it was just, and now I was thinking, you bring that up, and, you know, I mean, that's really, sometimes that would have just sent me off the rail.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I really would have, that would have caused me to give me an excuse to act in the wrong way.
But you put a set of tires on there as prevention.
Prevention.
So there's prevention that we have to do daily. And that's one of the things about my cup overflowing is the Word of God. Being accountable, being responsible, being placed there, but also giving.
Right.
Giving is giving back.
And there's giving of money, there's giving of time. There's all different ways that we can give, but we can't give something that we have never received ourselves. Mm. And that's a key to it as well. You know, you can't give away what you don't have. And we those of us that have asked Jesus Christ to be our personal Lord and Savior, we all have something to give, the gift of life through Christ Jesus, something to share with him. And Angel and I are going to talk about this next week, just give you a little preview. We're going to talk about ways to serve the Lord and ways to plug in, because if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, he calls on us to serve and be a part and give away.
I just think about, as you guys are talking about that, and we're talking about, Tommy, how my family needs me to be that steadfast, kind of unmovable structure in their life that is always pouring out and pouring something good into our lives and being there for them. And you talked last night about drifting there in Hebrews, where it talks about drifting. And I know one thing. It's easy to start drifting when I get when I get dialed into all of what's going on the news, or I get dialed in too much to what's going on in my sporting event life, or maybe just I just get dialed in to my finances too much, and I stop looking at the cross. Man, it's easy to drift. And in Hebrews there's 6, verse 19, it talks about we have a hope and an anchor for our soul, that Jesus is that steadfast, unmovable object in our life that's going to support us, the rock that we stand on, the rock that that he set us upon to bring us out of that pit. And I have to be anchored to that, or if not, I'll start to drift. And when I start to drift, it always impacts not only myself, but my family and those around me, my job or whatever. So I got to be careful in my day-to-day preparation, as you call it, and prevention, to do the things that God has used thus far to get me to where I'm at. You know, it's real easy. I shared about this first season of life. The Lord saved me. I didn't have nothing. I just needed help, and I was willing to trust God with all those things. And he gave me a way and made a way. And then now as he starts to give you stuff, some reason we want to start taking back over control.
We do.
Yeah.
You know,
yeah.
And I'm quick to do that. And I'm like, I've got to stick to the things that God's done in my life that's made me make it to this point, that's made some success in my life, and not forget where I came from, but trust that God's doing something by way of those things and stick to those.
Tommy talked last Friday at the Freedom Center during the Bible study about drifting, and then he mentioned it. Excuse me, mentioned it last night, and I found that I was drifting a little bit in my Bible study time, and so I went to the Freedom Center Friday, and it reminded me, and I think that y'all might can help me with this, that I feel like we in this area around here, we're without excuse, because there's places for us to go to plug into.
Yeah.
You got Living Free, you got the Freedom Center, you got Crosswinds, you've got all these churches that have recovery ministries that are great, that support us.
Celebrate Recovery.
Celebrate Recovery at the Bridge.
Crossroads has no telling how many
groups. Crossroads, Grace Chapel, Holly Baptist Church. I mean, there's Holly Baptist Church. There's just all areas around here, all the way, you know, Dennis has a Living Free, you know, with Nathan there. And I mean, there's one in Boonville, I believe, isn't there? Is there still one there?
Oh, yeah, Martin Hill Baptist Church on Thursday night.
So, I mean, so there's places to plug into to help keep you from drifting, and then receive that so that your cup can be filled and be able to fill others.
Yeah. Well, guys, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back and wrap this up. We're looking at Psalms 23 today, My Cup Runs Over. If you've got a comment or statement you'd like to do, why don't you text it to us, 662-603-9829. We'd love to hear you. Thank you for the ones that's texted so far. Thank you.
Estate Group is a full-service real estate agency located in downtown Corinth. Our agents service all of Northeast Mississippi and Southwest Tennessee, including the Pickwick Lake area. If you would like to talk real estate, please call or text us at 662-415-5922. You can also email us at info@wilcocorinth.com. You can also check out our website for some free content on the home buying or home selling process at wilcocorinth.com.
Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, are proud to be a part of this program. At Bain & Bowen, they know that going through a legal dispute can be a frustrating and scary process. They can help you with a wide range of legal issues, including criminal cases, divorce and family law issues, as well as personal injury cases. Bain & Bowen, attorneys at law, will pursue the best course of action and get you the outcome you deserve. For all your legal needs, call Bain & Bowen at 662-287-1620. That's 286-1620. If you live in Tishomingo, Belmont, Iuka, Burnsville, and the surrounding area, Gatlin's Pharmacy, 18 First Avenue in Tishomingo, is your one stop for all your pharmacy needs. Gatlin's Pharmacy has programs available that will save you time and money. They offer a discount program that is unique to our area. Do you have a parent or loved one who needs help keeping up with their medicines? Gatlin's Pharmacy will do the work for you. They will package your prescriptions for date and time and deliver them to you. Give Gatlin's Pharmacy a call and find out why they are way more than just a pharmacy. Gatlin's Pharmacy, 662-438-6605.
Here's to choice, to making your voice be heard, to getting exactly what you want, especially when you eat. At Subway restaurants, you choose your freshly baked bread, meats, cheese, and veggies to make a sub that's just right for you. Come in and create yours today. Subway, eat fresh.
Hey folks, it's Tommy Wilson from Car and Mattress Furniture Outlet right here on Highway 72 in Corinth, Mississippi. Man, is it hot. It's summertime, and man, a water slide would set your party up. We have a wide selection for you to pick from at the store. Hot at night sleeping, mattress hot, we can fix you up with a cool technology mattress. Got a hurt back? Come by and try our chiropractor approved mattress. I can set you up anyway. For any of your summer needs, come on over 3 miles west of High Prices for your summertime needs.
Now back to Hope with Tommy Wilson, Bobby Capps, and Wesley Jackson.
We welcome you back to our last segment here. We've been talking about My Cup Runs Over today. We're in Psalms 23. It's one of the most popular passages in the scripture. If you go to any funeral anywhere, a lot of times they'll use Psalms 23. And the six verses, my challenge last night was to the church that we spoke at, Grace Chapel. Big shout out to Grace Chapel and Dr. Amen. Pratt. I challenged them to read it for 30 days, mm-hmm. Wesley. 30 days, read Psalms 23. And ask God to speak into your life in them 30 days through these six verses. And it speaks to me different all time. We've talked about my cup is so full, it is spilling over, and my cup runs over today. But my challenge to you, you're going through something, you're searching for something, open up the scripture. Go to Psalms 23. It's easy to read. It's six short verses. And you could read that and ask God to speak to you. I've used verse 6 for my grandkids and my family, and it says, "Goodness and faithful love will pursue me all the days of my life, and I will live in the Lord's house as long as I live." That's my prayer for my family. And so I'm grateful for that. Wesley, I just don't want to take for granted what we get to do daily.
Yeah. Well, and that's like you said earlier on, it's pretty special to see our wives getting to link up and kind of be part of that, because we talk about it often. We get to be in group meetings and Bible studies and opportunities to give back and do benevolence type work all the time, and they don't really get that. And so we have to make sure in our families to be the one that pours back into our families, to pours out our cup onto our family and get them involved at some capacity in what it is we're doing, and let them to be part of the gift that we've been given. It's a pretty special thing we get to do every day, Tommy, and don't take it for granted, but it's also very demanding at times. And I'm thankful that I do have a family that understands that.
Yeah, my phone started ringing this morning before 7.
Yeah.
Of a friend that's in trouble. Friend that's got his life in trouble through alcohol.
Yeah.
And stuff. So your phone rings often, but, you know, we have hope. We have one thing. We believe that the Lord Jesus can set people free. That's where our hope is. That's the reason our cup runs over. Yeah. And that's how we operate. We poured into it.
Well, that's it. You said it last night. And the thing that really I find a whole lot of joy in my life is whenever we get to see men like Truett or men like Danny Austin or Ronnie Martin, not only taking what's been poured into them, but then starting to turn around and give back. And that's been one of the biggest blessings for me is, you get to see, you don't think God's you think, you know, maybe God can't use me or this or that, or what's happening, is anything happening? And then you see these other men come alongside the guys at the Freedom Center or other people out there struggling. Ronnie's carrying a guy to Lexington today to do some probation work with him. You know, you get to see them start to pour back into other men, and it really, it just kind of fans the flame on my fire and makes me see and remember and hold fast to why we do it.
Oh, yeah. I heard Pig on the phone yesterday with our friend that's up in the state of Washington, and I heard Pig just talking to that dude, man, and I just thought, man, that is so good.
Yeah.
But a year ago, Pig's in jail, life's upside down, and life just ain't Humpty Dumpty for Pig today.
Yeah, no doubt.
But, you know, and here he is just trying to pour into this guy and give him advice to be able to try to go forward in life. And, you know, so God's doing something in your life. God didn't save us just to sit on the church pew. God just didn't save us to be part of a church campus. He saved us to make an impact in the community.
Oh, man.
And stuff. So, you know, and man, there's nothing like when you see your son-in-law, Kirby Scherer, your son-in-law start opening up the Bible and depend on the Bible, and you see your daughter start doing that, and you know, then you see somebody like Danny Austin. Hmm. Danny done 12 years in prison. But Danny, every Monday night, every Tuesday night, he's helping the Freedom Center. Yeah. He goes with these guys. When Christy's working on the weekend, Danny's carrying these guys to churches and stuff. You know, and that's the it just keeps overflowing with what God's doing in our community. Now with Truett here, you know, and just being part of that team, Truett scared you. He just said a few minutes ago, your family's asking, or somebody's asking, yeah, man, Truett, it looks like you're just involved in groups every day.
Yeah, and they said it's great, you know. Yeah. You want to be a part of it, but wish they lived here.
Yeah.
You know, Tommy, as you shared last night, that picture in Acts 16, whenever Paul gets broke free from the jail, and he had the opportunity to run away, you know, because of what was in his cup and what he wanted to spill over onto others. He didn't run away, and people's families were saved and people's lives were changed as a direct result of that. And that's just a picture to me. I pictured that last night whenever you were sharing about our cups running over and not just keeping what it is that's been given to us, but being willing to share it and give it to others. Because whenever the Lord does something in your life, you're going to tell somebody about it.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, listen, we're going to wrap this up today, but I do want to give you some challenges. I want to challenge you to read Psalms 23 for the next 30 days, 6 short verses. Ask God during that thing, what am I pouring, God? What am I pouring into? And am I pouring into something that's going to outlive me? I heard that statement from that guy that said this, that if some of us is worried about our 401k, some of us worried about our savings, building our you know, our retirement. And he said, what's going to happen is you're going to stress so much and work so much about that, you're going to have a heart attack and die over. And old Steve down the street that's just hadn't done much, he's going to move in your house, marry your wife, build a shop back there and buy him a new bass boat because he ain't going to worry about nothing. What this guy said was, give it away. God's pouring in your cup to give and to use that resources for a special reason. Go out and help someone. We read a great story yesterday about the first billionaire in America, and how at the end of his life, he was dying and he started giving his money away and stuff. And it was powerful. But we've got 1 minute. We close this by reading the book of Jude. A couple verses, and Wesley, it's been a great show. We've got Tech, so thank you. Wesley, carry us out of here.
Yeah, what an awesome time with you guys, and I appreciate y'all. Jude 1, verse 24 and 25. Now to him who is able to keep you from stumbling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, to God our Savior, who alone is wise, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen.
Amen. Thank you.